Our next guest is Stratford Tiger boys basketball coach Kurt Schmidt joining us on our program. Coach, thanks for coming by and welcome to our program for this evening.
Thanks for having me.
And tell us about the start of your season, what things look like for your Stratford Tiger ball club so far this year.
I got a decent amount of returners back, and I got some younger new guys that are playing this year that, you know, we're hoping that they can learn kind of the stuff that we do and make the adjustments we need. And I'm pretty happy with, you know, I guess being 3-0, kind of starting late, so, and trying to get our legs caught up. Right now we're just work in progress and taking one game at a time.
You mentioned some returners back with you this year. Fill us in on those young men and their roles on this year's ball club.
One of the ones we have coming back who's been a 3-year starter now, counting this year, is Drew Bruzewitz. We're counting on him to continue to be a scoring spark for us on offense and kind of push the ball up the floor for us. Real nice kid. Good defender. We have Caleb Wrench coming back, who's got a lot of experience from last year and pretty savvy player and good defender, good penetrator. Alec Chapel, we're hoping will continue to rebound well and be a force on the interior as well as the outside. And then we got Reed Miller coming back, who's starter for us from last year. Trying to get him healthy and ready to go, and we're excited about the presence that he has for us. And then Jet Shaner coming back, who's had a pretty nice beginning of the season so far with just being smart and being able to finish around the basket and playing good defense. And then we have Caden Foster, who gave us some good minutes last year, who had a pretty good night last night, and it was nice to see him get going. Struggled a little bit first couple games with offensive shooting. So we're pretty excited about, you know, these guys coming back and helping us again this year.
Good start this year for Drew Bruzewitz, who's a premier ball player. Tell us about Drew and the role he has on your ball club this year.
Well, we have a nice junior player that's healthy this year, Brooks Vanderhoof, that we'd like to have him bring the ball up a little bit more, free up Drew for more shooting and being more active in the offense as far as a scoring threat. But he has the ability to bring the ball up and run our fast break and kind of get us going. He posts up well, he shoots well, he finishes well, good ball handler, smart player. He gives us a lot of things that we like, you know, about what he does. So,
any areas in particular where this ball club looks pretty strong in your eyes this year?
Well, we're fast and athletic, not real tall, but I like, you know, the athleticism. Hopefully they can play pretty good defense and be able to hit some shots. And there's athleticism to penetrate a little bit more and try to get to the lane and kind of spray the ball out and try to finish around the basket. But it's a little bit of a challenge, you know, we've been going against teams pretty tall. So finishing around the basket's not real easy, but we've been trying to pick up full court a little bit more to try to be able to create more advantages on the offensive end.
Of course, your season starting a bit late because of the football championship. And overall, when you have success like that in another sport, how does that translate to your young men in your sport?
Well, you hope it translates into a positive thing, but, it's still a completely different sport. I know they're competitive and they bring it, but you got to get through the first part where they're kind of tired and banged up and beat up. And I know if I played football again, it's probably not the most exciting thing to start something immediately completely different, but these guys have responded well and I feel they're excited to play basketball and have a good season and just kind of go where things take us, I guess.
And you mentioned Brooks coming back this year. He did not play for you as much as you liked last year, but I remember you telling us about him and what he could mean to your ball club.
Yeah, and also, you know, another two would be Brady Berg, and I don't want to leave those guys out, and Riley Spindler. Riley Spindler was hurt all last year. He had a shoulder injury from football, and so he missed the whole season, and he gives us another real nice shooting guard. But Brooks, getting back to your original question, he's just he's a smart, savvy player. You know, he struggled with a hamstring all last year, so he played JV. You know, he kind of played 75%. He just lingered all year. And at the end of the year, it started to finally get a little bit better. And you know, he's strong. He's a good defender. He's very smart. He's a skilled athlete. You know, we're hoping for good things from him. And then, like I said before, Riley Spindler being out a whole year, we're kind of, you know, it's always hard when you miss a whole year to see where you're at, but he's catching up pretty quickly. And then Brady Berg gives us a nice little stretch four player who, you know, he's got some skill from the outside. And, you know, they all have a lot to learn about, you know, the details of varsity basketball, but hopefully they'll catch on pretty quick. And then we have a few other juniors that are going to, you know, try to contribute and help us out too.
Coach, you mentioned that your team has many attributes, some good physical skills. One area, as you mentioned, they may be lacking in is a bit of some size. Tell us about making up that deficiency this year.
Well, you know, part of it is, you know, we're trying to play a little more full court defense, which is not something I've very seldom done. But, you know, if we just play half court and another team's a lot taller, they're just going to kind of like pass the ball around until they can get an angle to get it into a big guy. And we're hoping to kind of create more turnovers. And so if you can run the break a little bit, you can get, you know, a couple of our games, we've been able to get about 28, 30 points in the paint, which is not easy to do when you're short. But if you can get some steals and if you can push the ball on transition a little bit more, we haven't always done that a ton. But because I don't like a lot of wild shots and quick shots from outside. And so there's always that, you know, trade-off, I guess. But that's kind of the approach we're taking to kind of make up for that, is to try to out-quick people full court a little bit more defensively and then try to push the ball up offensively and try to utilize the depth we have.
Okay. Larry, any questions or comments you have for Coach Schmidt?
Well, the first game you played Neillsville, I noticed in that game you played a physical game. Is that something you're going to possibly do to make up for the height that you don't have? Or
it's not something we talk about be real physical where you're committing crazy fouls and stuff, but I think you know, part of it is that's kind of where the game is. You know, the game is just there's a lot of physicality, there's a lot of you know, jamming up a little bit and a lot more moving screens and types of things like that I see a little bit more. So some people think that's being a little more physical. I think what we try to just harp on is just be tenacious, be aggressive, put ball pressure on the ball, but in no way, shape, or form do we try to advocate to turn it into a football game. And I know that's not what you're implying, but
no.
But you know, I think we've always tried to just if you play tenaciously, it's going to be probably a hair more physical. But a lot of that is, you know, when you post up, and there's always, you know, a lot of physical play, you know, whether it's screening or cutting in the lane and getting kind of jammed up and those types of things. But you know, the goal is play hard, just play as hard as you can. And I think that's been a trademark of our teams defensively, is we do play hard, you know, to make up for, you know, some of the deficiencies that sometimes we have on offense.
You've been around the coach as a head coach for over 25 years now with Stratford, yep. And you mentioned there's some things that you don't like to do. Do you find yourself now, as the game progresses, having to do some of those things, like you mentioned not full court pressure and transition game as much?
It's definitely not a philosophical, you know, I always believe in make the other team, you know, go against a set five. You know, it's harder. You know, the other team has to be more patient. Mm-hmm. They have to make good decisions, and that's not always easy to do at the half court high school level. And anytime you pick up full court, you expose the floor and the gaps are bigger. And all it takes is a pass. You know, a pass is 10 times quicker than rotations. But if we can do it in a smart way, I think that's what we've been harping on, is trying to be strategic and how we do it without giving up layups. And I think overall we've been pretty good with it. Hey, we haven't unleashed it completely yet because of the learning curve, but we've been at least trying to pick up full court, use our depth. But I think the big thing you'll notice that you haven't maybe seen as much is how fast we're getting it up on offense. You know, we're trying to get it up pretty fast, and everybody says that, and everybody talks about that, but that is something we're trying to do because, you know, I have 9 players, 10 players or whatever that I can play, 11, and try to utilize it the best you can and maybe wear out. Like, we play Iola Scandinavia Friday night, and, you know, if you've seen their roster, they're 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", that's going to be a challenge. And so you're hoping to outquick them and make sure they have a good point guard that can handle things perhaps, but that's kind of the approach that we're taking. And I could, you know, pull the plug on it and, you know, don't like it because I can't stand giving up easy baskets.
The Merriwood South Marathon has been, you know, the top dog there for a few years now. How do you see that shaping up this year? I know Auburndale's looks like they're pretty good too.
Yeah, I mean, we've competed pretty hard every year with each other, and you know, we've had our times where things have gone real well for us, and Auburndale has too. And you know, just a few years ago, Edgar had a nice season after our 2020 group. You know, and Assumption's always up. You know, they always got some good skilled athletes, and Edgar does too. And Newman won a state title, 2 years ago already, whatever that was. And they have a couple really good guards that I think are coming back or have come back already. I think it'll be a dogfight. I really do. It's going to come down to, you know, the hardest part of coaching basketball is you don't know what you're going to get every night. You know, you could shoot 20% and, you know, another team could be sizzling. You know, last night we played Athens, and Athens is a well-coached team, and they have some skilled players, and we shot 50%, you know, and we made 9 three-pointers. So if those don't go in, now you're going to have one of those nights where you got to figure out how to win a different way. So it'll be a dogfight. Like it always is.
Gene, one of the things I've noticed just on the few coaches that we've had here so far, the conferences are going to be pretty competitive.
I think they are, yeah.
And don't forget the North. I mean, the North is much improved too in the Merriwood. I mean, we won by 2 against a good, pretty good Prentice team last week Friday, whatever it was, 68-66. And it's like they had some guys that could really put that ball in the hole from a distance, and they had some good length.